Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Yes, we're back. Yes, we've been on vacation for a few days back home in northern Minnesota visiting a few of our favorite relatives.
The land of 10,000 mistakes, I mean lakes.
Yes. And we are now back. As of last night, we rolled in finally. And it's funny, we were out there during the very official, what is it, the official day of fall.
Fall, first day of fall.
And wow, did things change. Right away we went from what might have been, you know, like late summer, balmy, kind of a nice prelude into fall, and boom, there it was. So we made it home just in the nick of time. Back to Virginia Beach, where life is flowery, warm, sunny, and nice, at least for the moment, right? So we're glad to have you with us. We're glad to be back. Any of you that might want to watch us live, you can go to the Psychic Love Doctor Show page on Facebook, where we are streaming live right now.
We are indeed.
Yes, and this is our good buddy here, Jim Baggins.
You can say it.
Jimbo Baggins.
Just don't call me all the time that. Hard to get it right.
He is your master of ceremonies in the Facebook
live
streaming. And he's also here. He'll be giving you an angel card reading after you get a reading from me. Now, speaking of readings from me, you're going to see, if you are looking right now, that I'm holding an ordinary deck of playing cards. This is not tarot. We are not doing oracle cards or any of the other amazing systems that are out there. Excuse me. We only do personal prophecy, which involves an ordinary deck of playing cards. Also, within the realm of your reading, we are not just going to simply make pronouncements, well, this is in your cards to happen, this, you know, on the way to you. No, instead, we're going to take a good look at your life and use a little life coaching in the meantime. We're going to look at what's coming down the road or what you're approaching, I should say, and how much of what you see do you want there? Is there certain things that you see ahead that maybe you'd like to hit the delete key on, or you'd like to improve in some way, alter to make it more satisfying, enjoyable, lovable, that kind of thing. And here's the best part. We can find out, excuse me, we can find out what literally makes other people tick. That's right, we can. We're able to zero in on their thoughts, their feelings, their intentions, and what kind of agenda they just might have in reference to you. So I'm now going to turn this over to Jimbo, who's going to explain to you about the protocol for calling in and such.
I am indeed. First of all, the show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. That is our disclaimer. If you are an international viewer or caller, let us know, and we'll give you a live shout-out. Call-in show, so that is our main means of communication. 515-602-9676, that's the number to call in. When you call in, you're going to hear an automated message saying you're going on hold. You can hear the show, and that'll all happen. You know everything's working fine if you listen to the show. And we see you on the list. We already have people holding. When we take your – we're going to try to make this quick – when we take your calls, there's a whole bunch of things you need to do if you can. Please try to do so, though. Get off speakerphone, get off any Bluetooth devices. Stop multitasking. Sit down, be stationary in one spot. Background noises. Eliminate all background noises, even if it seems like it's minor. Might not be by the time it comes through the internet, comes out our speaker. So please do all those things if you legally and safely can. Okay, dokie. What else would you need to talk about? Oh, and we'll open the floor occasionally. We shall do so to our Facebook Live folks, especially the international folks. they don't have the ability to call in unless they are filthy rich. So we'll do the we'll open up the floor when we ask. You can messenger Deborah Lee, but only when we make that announcement, because it doesn't have a cool hold system, and we just have to kill it if you call when we're not ready for it. But that would be Deborah Lee, not the Psychic Love Doctor show. Finally, that is the sound of your call about to come to an end, but not quite, because you're going to get an angel card reading. So when you hear that, that means your whole thing with Deborah is completely done. We're going to give you an angel card reading, one for the road, and then we got to move on to the next caller. So no more hear the heart, must ask some last-minute questions. No. That's a negative, Ghost Rider. Pattern is full. I think we've covered everything.
Well, right. I just would like to address for just a minute here. So often I am asked, just how does one become a seer of the future or, you know, able to decipher meaning from, say, an ordinary deck of playing cards? Well, in my case, it was that I was fascinated with my grandmother's ability to actually lay out ordinary playing cards. And she so impressed me that I became obsessed. The one reading that really grabbed me that she did all those years ago was for a neighbor friend of mine who was 32 years old at the time, single. And my grandmother gave her a reading and was telling her, oh, you are going to be moving out of our hometown. You're going to marry and you're going to have two children. And my friend was delighted by the reading, but she hung up. This had happened over the phone. When she hung up, she looked at me and said, your grandmother is so sweet. But I was told from the time I was 16 that I could never bear a child. I would never be able to have a biological baby. Well, I want you to know that a year later, my friend got a hold of me. She had moved to the Twin Cities, which is Minneapolis, St. Paul. She called me up and she said, Deb, I'm in trouble. And I said, what do you mean you're in trouble? She said, I'm pregnant with the next door neighbor's child. And that was another thing my grandmother had said.
Jerry Springer.
Her future husband was going to be the single man who lived next door. Well, as of course nature does, it follows the course. My friend got married, she gave birth to her baby, and she had another baby. And there are two grown-up girls walking in the world who probably are grandmothers themselves now. But it's interesting how cards could override what a medical doctor had to say.
Yeah.
And she could have gotten pregnant at any time over those 16 years.
Usually when it comes to pregnancy birth stuff, you usually nail that one all the time.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Well, it's something that just jumps up.
Yeah, I don't know. For some reason, that one you nail it all the time. Did you tell them we got in last night from our flight?
No.
Oh, yeah, we did. You probably could tell that we announced it last week, too, that we were going on vacation. So our first flight was delayed. It literally didn't get off the ground for an hour because of the bathroom on a two-hour flight. Did you hear that? The bathroom on a two-hour flight. Like that bathroom, like it's a landing gear or something, or it's a flap. No, it's a bathroom. Now, what happened was, I guess the previous flight, an oxygen mask deployed in the bathroom. I get it. But they should have made the call right away. It's like, you know, let's fix that another time. But they brought a guy in, tried to fix it, couldn't fix it, and said, well, then we got to secure the bathroom. Well, you know what? Make that call next day. So by the time we got, the pilot made up mega, because that ate up our whole delay. We were already.
Oh, but tell them.
Oh, yeah.
People were flipping out waiting for this flight.
Oh, yeah. The pilot, yeah. The people were, we were like, what? She announced it. It's a bathroom. And everybody's like, are you kidding me? We've been sitting here for 40 minutes with no announcement except there's a maintenance problem. Then you said, yeah, the bathroom's going to be inoperable. We've got to use the bathroom. I'm like, really? You spent all this time to get that bad boy back online on a two-hour flight? And it was not even 2 hours because that pilot got up over 500 miles an hour to make up the time. So
to get us there.
It was an hour and some change.
His father was charting us on the internet.
Yeah, he said, well, that plane's booking.
Said, yeah, 500 miles an hour to get
and
us.
Then,
yeah.
So, Bob, when we got to O'Hare, we had, of course, our delay, they changed our gate out of the furthest possible gate, farthest away because of the delay. So we're on one concourse in one terminal. I can't run. My knee, I got a brand new knee. You don't run a brand new knees. So we're booking. We have 15 minutes until actual takeoff time. That's not just like when we want to be boarded time, takeoff time. So we booked our ass down one, as fast as you can do without running, booked our ass one third of the way down the next terminal, the next concourse.
But then you hear.
They were calling for final boarding, and I was like, where's the gate? We saw at the last minute, you know,
and they were waiting for just the two of us.
And what we found out later, looking at our phones, yeah. The airlines text you, as they said, we're going to hold the plane as long as we can for you. They realized that we were there.
Yeah, so that was really kind of nice.
But we got on, and the most amazing part was our bags made it.
Unbelievable.
We were booking. We had to get there in less than 15 minutes, but our bags made it.
Onto that.
I wish we could have rode the bag cart with the bags. It would have been a lot easier on us because that got there before us. But anyway, that is what it is. That is our nightmare story, the great bathroom caper.
Yeah, because there wasn't going to be another flight from Chicago.
No, from any airline. That was the last flight to Norfolk.
Morning.
From any airline until the next morning. Yep, and she was trying to be glass half full, and I was trying to manifest, right? I said, we have time. We have to do this. We have to try.
I said, I can't make it.
I said, we got
it.
And then, so when, you know, like marathon runners are getting near the end, it's like, come on. But you shouldn't even have started the race if you didn't want to finish. That's what I told her. I said, you should have just told me you can't make this, and we would have just stopped. And she made it. I had to give her a little, like the Rocky, what was that Rocky's coach? Mickey, the manager?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bob, you got to do this. All right. Anyway, our callers are probably not really – too happy about storytelling.
Yes, but it's almost like magical that we're here.
We had to tell the story.
Yeah.
Because mind blown. My dad called me while we were waiting the gate. My dad's like, what are you doing? Because he's watching. He goes, he says your plane's supposed to take off, but it's not. And I said, no. It's really loud. So everybody can hear. I said, no, we have the super critical piece of equipment that they're trying to repair. The bathroom.
The toilet.
The bathroom. I said, can you believe that? They're holding up a plane for the pisser.
And he's yelling.
I am.
And everybody.
All the passengers who are sympathetic because they're waiting, they're pissed off too, are laughing their butts off. And the workers at the gate were kind of looking like.
Yeah, but like they had.
Everybody in the crowd's pissed off after this guy said all that. Yeah. All right, let's do this. Let's rock this room list. First caller.
Let's do it.
First caller this week, 678 Atlanta, 678. Welcome
Hello,
to the show.
Welcome.
Georgia.
Hi, welcome to the show. What is your first name, please? Hello.
Hello. Somebody may be multi.
Hello.
All right, we'll put them back on hold. This is one of those things, Murphy's Law. Put them back on hold real quick. This is one of the things, Murphy's Law, is if you're on hold, like the IRS, for 436,000 years, and you know what? I'm going to run and go take a pee-pee real quick. Nope, Murphy's Law, that's when they're going to pick up the phone while you're gone. That's what just happened here. At least nowadays, remember in the old days, you had a cord. You couldn't go anywhere. At least nowadays, we're wireless. But back in the old days, with the dial-up and the cord, you had to put that phone down, just lay it down.
Well, you could take it with you.
You couldn't take that thing with you unless you had an extra super long cord.
Now.
Yeah.
They could take it to the bathroom with them.
Hell yeah, you put it right in your shirt pocket if you have a shirt pocket. Yes, indeed. But I'm saying the old days, no. All right. We will go back. We will not
try this again.
We will not skip that call. We're going to go to next caller, 703 in Northern Virginia. 703, welcome to the show.
Andrea. Hello.
Hello, it's Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. How are you?
I have to give you an update. Remember the job that I told you I was going to start taking with the trade show?
Yeah.
Well, we send her offer.
She rescinded it?
Yeah, so I sent her an email on Monday asking what the benefits were, because I need to know what my co-pays are. Can you just send me information? 2 days later, she sent me an email saying, because of the email conversations we had, you're no longer a good fit, so we're going to rescind our offer.
Oh, gee, because you had, you know, pressing questions for your future.
Yeah, about...
Was this an interview?
Yes. But that's the job that gave me.
She had questions.
You know what? That tells you what type of organization that
was. Oh, you're lucky you didn't end up with
that. Means you wouldn't be allowed. That means they wouldn't have valued your opinion. They wouldn't have cared about your happiness. They wouldn't have cared about anything. Anytime you would have spoke up, they would have been angry, so they didn't want you there.
That's what I think. You're too smart, too sharp for them.
They didn't want. They wanted a robot.
Wow.
Yeah, but didn't ask questions. Exactly. Yeah. Didn't ask questions. Didn't question your moves.
Yeah, well, and you know, it was probably a terrible work environment. We can't have this person come to this terrible work environment if they're going to actually care and have standards. No, we got to have somebody that's desperate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, girl, I hope that reconfirmed to you that you really have a lot to offer.
Yeah, that was kind of what they called the sign, right?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's your question then?
But the real estate office interview I had Monday was really good. They asked me to do like a assessment test, and then they asked for references. And then I had an interview with another job in Ashburn where I live, for like a contract type job. So I haven't heard any of those two. Do you think any of those two or something else will come soon? Because
that was on Monday, right?
Yesterday.
Yeah, I had two on Monday. Mm-hmm.
Wow,
well, actually three.
Day.
Yeah, yesterday. Yesterday.
That's a busy day.
Yeah, it really is.
An international shout out to Mike in the UK.
Hey, Mike, good to see you. Glad to have you.
Yes. So what were the two? What are these two, dog? Yeah.
Real estate.
Both of them.
Or
both of them are real estate.
No, first one's real estate. The second one is working with celebrities to help with their tax. You know, charity stuff. That was the other one. And then...
That one sounds a lot more interesting.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
I haven't heard. It's a contract, so I'm not really into a contract because there's no benefits with it, but it's better than nothing.
I got you. You'd be a contractor. Yep.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
No
employer.
Yeah.
Nothing. Yep.
And you got to have those.
Got to have the benefits, you know.
I mean, they have health benefits, but nothing else.
I got you. Yeah, you know what? I had I was a contractor for a job before I got hired on, and they had health benefits. I had to pay kind of a little higher price than normal, and they weren't all that.
No.
That was my situation.
Yeah.
All right, Deb, what do you got?
Well, what I've got for you is that I'm not feeling particularly keen about these two for Monday, but I want you to know that you've got a real honey of a job coming to you very soon. Now, that's not to say they aren't going to contact you, because there is an element here. And, you know, it might be the contractor job, but you don't really want that because you don't have – there's not enough there, you know.
Yeah, she would take it if she had to kind of thing, but that's
not right, exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's in her back pocket, basically.
You've got another opportunity coming very soon, coming through a male who is, I feel like he's restructuring his office, his business, I just feel a lot of things moving around, people being swapped out for others, and I feel that would be a really good place for you to come in. Especially after a reorganization.
That's what they're doing with the contract. That's what they're doing with the contract job. They're reorganizing. They're moving from Frederick, Virginia to Ashburn, and they're reorganizing.
Now, let me ask you. You won't be signing like an ironclad contract that you have to stay for X number
No.
If you were operative, you could take that and keep looking.
That's the goal. Another one in Ashburn too is with an office manager with a company, a government contract company in Ashburn too. They're kind of reorganizing as well, so maybe it's that one. But those are my three, you know, in my pot in the fire right now.
Forget that biatch who said. What she
I
said.
Know, right? Who does that stuff?
An egomaniac does. And just imagine trying to work for her. Oh, my God. You know, you've never made her happy.
Yeah, that's a lose-lose type deal, not a win-win, you know.
So just stay patient. It's coming.
She's very patient.
It's definitely coming for you. And it's going to be a beautiful, it's like a staircase that I see in front of you and you walking up.
What? Is it a stairway to heaven? Is she buying her stairway to heaven?
No, I don't think it's that because that sounds kind of like a final staircase.
That's a long staircase. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, let's not get off.
No, I just think that you are going, and this is coming soon, three of clubs. Remember, I've described that spear out in space coming right to you. You know, if you aren't looking for it, it'll smack you in the head so you can't miss it.
I hate it when I get smacked in the head.
And I really think that you are going to be really delighted. So keep going. But if you have to, take the celebrity job. Sounds kind of cool.
Right.
I feel like there could be something else opening up for you through that. So don't immediately discount it. Okay?
Okay.
So you're going to please stay in touch. I really feel that your search is going to become more fruitful by the end of the month.
Okay.
All right. Real quickly, stand by for your angel card reading before we move on to our other callers. Subject is spread your wings, Archangel Ariel. Do not hold back right now. The timing is perfect and you are ready to soar.
There it is. That could not be more apropos of your situation.
Yeah.
Fly, Robin, fly.
Oh, I can't wait to celebrate your victory when it finally comes.
Right.
I know. We'll have to do that together. I'll have to come down Virginia Beach.
I'd love to have you come on down.
Yeah, just watch out for your flight having bathroom issues.
Yeah,
it's only a 4-hour drive, so, you know, we're good.
That's right. She's right up north.
That's true.
That is true.
And, you know, I really feel a lot of brilliance around
you.
What?
Brilliant.
Yeah, she's brilliant. There's a brilliant light.
It's an old Guinness Stout commercial.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Very awesome. Old. 20 years.
You're destined for some really great things, Andrea. And you know what?
Okay.
Remember, every one of these no answers that you get lets you know that you were too good for that job.
If they didn't want somebody on an interview to ask questions back, you don't want nothing to do with that organization.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
That is the biggest sign of all signs. They might as well have a neon sign right above their head that said, "We suck. Our company sucks." They should have had one right there. Yeah.
So good luck, but I think it's more about you.
Yeah, and that's like you doing that, you dodged the bullet.
Yes, you
You might have accepted something that you were so sorry.
I didn't want the job anyway, so it's no big deal.
I like it.
You could have told her that, too. You know what? I didn't want you.
Well, she didn't know. It's sometimes you don't have a – that was later.
Yeah.
All right.
In
the
email. All right, hon. Call us again. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Could you entertain the masses for a moment? I need to go speak to a man about a unicorn.
I hate it when you got to talk to unicorns. Well, that's easy enough. Mike is like, we do the phone calls first and then we do Messenger and then we go to if we got nothing else, we have other calls. Don't freak out people that are holding. And we take the questions that people can only type in on Facebook last. So not heavy question. Yeah. Dark question. Yeah. But it's like, we can't even really touch it because we have people on hold and people that'll Messenger in. That's all. But not that it's dark and, you know, it's just that it's our protocol for communications. So let's see. I will say, sad to say, we lost our 678 caller that was on hold. Seemed like they were really busy. We were like listening in on some conversation they were having. So they were having some kind of family crisis or who knows. They might have been at work and stuff was going down. You know, I don't want to swear, but I don't care about swearing. But Now, the rest of you that are on hold, I know some people worry, because when you go on hold, especially for people that haven't called in before, don't call in much, they worry, like, oh, I'm on hold. The show's halfway over. I'm screwed. No, we're getting all you callers.
Yeah, we are not going to end the show
even with you
sitting there.
And we don't have to end it with this list.
Mm-mm.
The list we have, we can make without even extending the show, but if we need to, we shall extend.
Yeah.
The only one we cannot do that with is Monday, because that's News for the Soul. It's run by, you know, it's on Blog Talk, but it's run by News for the Soul, and they have 24/7 programming. They can't extend it because there's another show waiting right behind us.
The other thing is, we didn't get the announcement out till very late today. Jimbo and I came back.
Yeah, we brought a souvenir back.
Yeah, nice
souvenir virus. Now, you know, there's an incubation period, so I think we probably got this all through the airports on the trip up.
Oh, they are a hotbed of disease. You know what I mean?
We had a 4+ layover in O'Hare on the way up, and we literally went every square inch of that airport. There's 3 terminals that you can walk that are connected. You don't have to get on a train or tram or anything. We went all over that sucker. So that means we interacted and touched sorts of stuff. So that's probably where we nailed it.
And we visited the USO in Chicago.
That was one of our visits.
I'm a surviving spouse of a retired military man, which was, you know, Daryl, my late husband. And, you know, military people keep functioning even when they aren't well. You know, they could be traveling to go home. They could be traveling for another duty assignment, et cetera. So we picked up this little honey somewhere. So we are.
It is what it is. Yeah. I mean, we had our most recent flu shot, but it was within the 2-week window.
Yeah.
So we're not dying. It's just one of those crudgy.
We are here for you.
We're here
now.
I know. I can hear it in my voice. That I'm just
You do. It's so gravelly.
Raspy.
Kind of Tasmanian devilish.
Or like Larry King. You know, hey, you're the next caller. Larry King sounds like he's like smoked a chimney his whole life, but you kind of probably did. All right. Without further ado, 423 Tennessee, 423, welcome to the show.
Oh,
could be
hello,
one of
Tennessee.
Who is it?
Okay, it's Damien. How are you all doing?
I was wrong.
You know what it is? That is what they call the Navy calls it the 50-50-90.
What? Oh.
When you have a question where there's only 2 choices, it should be 50-50 that you get it right. But typically 90% of the time you actually get it wrong.
Really?
50-50-90. Well, it's jokingly, but yeah. Go ahead.
Well, hello there. You are definitely not Luna. You are.
Doesn't have the same plumbing. Yeah. No. All right, what's up, Damien? We haven't heard from you for a while.
Yeah, what's happening?
Update us, please.
Well, I don't think you all are going to like this update. Despite all of the best efforts for my end and Mr. Macon's end, the house was sold outright for $82,000, despite all the paperwork being screwed up and all the other things associated with it. So tonight just might be the last reading about this. So I guess for tonight's question is it now the end, it's done, it's over, or is there still more to come about this?
Hmm.
And my question to you is, what about the $50,000 you supposedly were paid?
Well, there's the kicker. The $55,000, that is what they paid on the courthouse steps to buy the property on the courthouse steps for it to be foreclosed on. That was not supposed to go to me in any way, shape, or form.
Oh, boy. That sounded like we had a lot of freaking shyster lawyers here, shyster people that knew how to work the system, which sucks. All right, Deb's going to put the cards down.
Yeah. Well, I'm really disappointed for you.
You know, it's funny because having gone through this buying the house crap, these people are like freaking detectives.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I can think of that could still be a saving grace at this point is, it might have been sold for $82,000, like someone bought it, but when they go to the courthouse to try to get the title and the deed in their name and they can't because it was never fixed, that might be about the only thing that might keep it going. But so far, it looks like it's done, it's over. But let's see what the cards show before I get ahead of myself.
Yeah, let's do the cards.
Everybody listening, remember,
this
method is not absolute. What I deal in is potential, and that potential can fluctuate. Excuse me.
And when new facts are uncovered, that changes the direction of the last reading. But anyway, also, I know, doing all this stuff, all these, when you
tell them about yours.
Oh, when you're going to get a loan, these underwriters are like, they're like CIA detectives. I mean, they were all over. Well, they want to see the deed for the house, the latest deed for the house that you're buying. They want to make sure it's all in order. I mean, they're really, really cautious, the underwriters, typically. I don't know the nature of what's going on with this loan. Maybe they had cash somehow. I don't know. And then if you don't have underwriters, then they don't do the title searching stuff. And then there's title insurance and all. Oh, boy, it's a bunch of crap. What do you got, Deb?
Well, and Jim, you qualify hands down for a VA loan.
Mm-hmm.
And look at what you're going through.
Oh, yeah.
Jumping through more hoops than I did outright buying a house as a civilian.
Yeah, it's the VA is, they're basically co-signing and giving you a good deal. So in a way, co-signing, not officially.
Your cards
guaranteed the loan.
Have always fluctuated back and forth, Damien, as we know. Having
all over the place.
Mr. Macon is his name?
Yep.
Clay. Having Clay on this, you couldn't have had a better guy. And the problem is you don't have the kind of funds to keep throwing money at this situation.
And there's a certain point, if you throw so much money, then it's like, I threw so much money, I'm kind of, might be a wash at a certain point. If you're really tossing big bucks, I mean.
And here's the thing. There's, without the paperwork to back it up from way back when.
Yeah.
But I still think that there's going to be, more information coming out.
More info, though. That doesn't necessarily mean it's going to go his way.
No,
but
there is something fraudulent went on.
Sounds, like I said, it was some kind of backroom shyster lawyer, shyster this kind of thing going on. But what do you got?
And that's what I'm saying is it's going to come to light. I think just all out of the blue. Now, there's one thing I feel about this property is that it was meant to be in your hands. And that's by the grace of God. It would have been in your hands.
Should have.
I have seen fire all over that house.
Carter?
In my perception. Whoever's bought it, I think is going to end up with a...
serious problem.
Well, I think it's going to burn down. It's more than karma.
Isn't $85,000 a little low
for
the price
house?
Of a house and plus the property it's on?
Damien.
That's what they were able to buy it for. But like I said, I don't want to give up hope, but in all honesty, if it's done and it's over, then it's done, it's over. But I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
What did your lawyer have to say about all that?
Yeah.
Or haven't you
got the information to him to show that how much they got out of me from the financial institution that I did all the business transactions through. But I put the key emphasis on showing where I got it out of foreclosure the first time back in early 2018 because the loan got reinstated and it shows the funds were withdrawn from the account. And I also showed that the funds were there once the loan was reinstated, pay it off, but the funds never left the account because, they rejected my full payment. And I also sent all the paperwork showing that I had all the means to fix it. But they were being very uncooperative.
Uncooperative.
So I don't know. So I don't know how they were able to buy this outright 100% for $82,000. But I guess we'll just have to wait and see to see what information comes to light, I guess.
I think so, because one thing is there is still something secret about that property. And that can be something deliberately hidden. And I do feel that there's been some fraud that took place.
So there's still hope.
Yeah.
I think there is, but geez, if Jim can go through all of this trouble for a property on the up and up, imagine how many, I see people all around this, There's a like a bunch of people that have been involved. The paperwork of the property has passed, you know, hands.
Getting my security clearance was easier than this loan freaking crap I'm going through for the house.
It's crazy.
Unreal. All right. Anyway, well, thank you, Damien. Stand by. Good luck to you.
Yeah,
well, here's the card now.
Yeah.
The angel card says all is well. Archangel Jeremiah, everything is happening exactly as it's supposed to, which with hidden blessings you will soon understand. So, you want me to read that again, or you see?
No, I think I'm pondering that. I really.
Yeah,
think...
we're pondering it too. I mean, we don't want to give anybody false hope, but I think what Deb's trying to say is this story is not ended yet.
I think not.
It might
You're
not
right.
end in your favor yet, but there's still some more info yet to come, right?
Exactly.
Which is that hidden blessing, so
yeah.
maybe it's good info.
So, and I feel that when there's that card that indicates secret happening, secret events, it's like somebody's hiding something. And I feel like it's through the history of that property.
Yeah, well, there's definitely a lot of
right.
murky.
But I'm going to tell you what, watch and see what happens. If you cannot secure that property for yourself, something there will happen.
Which will be karma.
Which will be. And I say this because many, many years ago, mm-hmm. I was a renter with a terrible landlord back in Minnesota. And he treated us just horribly as we were moving. And the man was such a shyster. There was no security. In fact, he charged us for a whole bunch of repairs that didn't even need to be made. And you know what happened? That place did burn down after we were gone. So it's like, you know, the hand of God can come in at any time. So I feel these people will not have happiness in that house because it's like ill-gotten gain.
Yep.
So,
all right. Good luck, Damon.
We're sorry
about all the bull crap.
Yeah.
And hopefully maybe something, at least clarity will come out if nothing else.
Yeah.
Well, yep. I'll keep you all posted.
Yeah, definitely.
Sorry,
yeah.
A little bit went down the wrong way.
Well, yeah, it happens to us all the time.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny? I'm going to say this to you. I'll put it on hold. What's funny is like, if you get something that goes down the wrong way, which means it goes into your lungs,
yeah.
people say drink water. It's like, that's not going to do any less. I got shit in my lungs. Water's not going to flush that out. I just breathed in water. I got crumbs in my lungs and I'm coughing. I'll drink water. It's not going to do shit. Something's in my lungs and they got to cough it out. That's just,
you make a good point.
But I'm just saying, that's what people do. They mean it. They mean well when they say it.
Well, poor Damien, boy, that situation, it would irk me to no end. Yeah.
International shout out to Julie, who's from the UK also.
Yay, Julie.
Not Judy, but it's Julie.
Oh, it's Julie.
We'll make a little variation of it.
All right.
All right, next caller. Let's not play around because we have callers.
Yeah, we got to keep going. We will not shut the showdown, leaving you all hanging.
No, and it's not like there's 100 callers.
And I would like to ask the Facebookers for a question or two before we call it.
For Messenger.
Right.
But not right now. Oh my God, Dan! I can't even just did that.
What'd you do?
You just said basically told them to light that bitch up.
No, don't call yet.
Yeah, don't Messenger yet. We're just telling you we haven't forgotten yet.
Yeah.
All right, next caller, let's do this. Let's keep the show on the road. 520, which is out in Arizona.
Oh, 520.
Next caller.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi.
This is?
Hi. I'm so glad to talk to you. I'm glad for your vacation. I'm sorry. I think I was hearing the tail end that you got sick. I'm sorry.
Is this Lisa?
Yes.
Hi, Lisa. Yeah, but you know, whenever you go somewhere, you never know what kind of germs you're
going
to
get. Yeah, especially when the start of the regular flu season is upon us, we're not shocked that we got something.
No, yeah, and the airport's full of germs.
Oh, yeah.
How about those airplanes?
Airplanes when you're all packed in like freaking sardines. You know,
And you know, you can go to the finest restaurant and who knows if the waitress coughed all over your food.
Or somebody coughs from across the room and the wind was just right.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's not talk about
and
that.
And I'd like to hear from you, Lisa.
What you got, Lisa? What do you got cooking?
Yeah.
Well, I was just going to quickly say a lot of times people show up to work because they don't have benefits and they need the money and they're sick.
sometimes.
Oh,
yes.
You know?
They have to. I used to go to work sick when I was a lot younger.
Oh, I am. Yeah. I'm still on vacation for another day, but I'm going to ask my boss
to let you
at the end of the day tomorrow. Say, here's the deal. I got the crud. Do you want me to come in or not?
Yep. Leave it up to him.
I'll tell him. I'll leave it up to him. I'll say, I can come in physically. I'm not like incapacitated, but I have a crud. What do you want me to do? So I'll leave it up to him.
I'm glad to talk to you because I am setting everything and lining things up to be moving the first week in October. And I got the document to sign from the rental.
Uh-huh.
And she's my friend. I mean, I've known her for 20 years, but now it's business. And there's another owner. You know, she's not the owner. She's managing it. And so it's telling me stuff that I've never been used to doing. I'm not used to renting. And now looking at this, and I asked her about it, and just a couple of things in there that I'm going to go ahead with. I told her, I questioned her about it, and then I said, okay, I'll go ahead and rent it. I mean, you saw this rental thing okay, right?
I did. Now, are these points ones that are kind of a stickler that are going to make you uncomfortable living there?
No, it's just stuff I've never been asked before in my renting days. You know, like I'm responsible for doing maintenance like cooler pads and that kind of thing, you know. And I asked her about that. I said, is there a handyman that I can hire? And, you know, she just said I'd be on my own as far as looking for that. Does she have, you know, I've asked her before if she has a handyman because I know him for some other work. Do you see me? It's very hard to find a good person down in that area to help you.
Oh,
and I just don't want my life complicated.
Yeah. We actually got ours off of Angie's List. I don't know if they still call it that, but we had good luck with that.
There's a whole bunch of those, but Angie's just one of them,
So I'm going to look at the other thing.
I'm moving, and so I had to have people help me, and I've got them lined up. And I'm just hoping that goes well. I was asking them some questions, and they seemed a little huffy about some of the questions, you know, like what kind of equipment do I need, that kind of thing. So I went to U-Haul and picked up stuff. Do you see that the move, the transition, do you see it going okay?
There you go. Okay.
You know what? These are great questions.
The things that everybody on earth always worries about. That's why everybody I know hates moving. Because there's so many things you have to take care of and line up.
Yeah.
And there's so many things that could go wrong. All right, what do you got?
I want to tell you, I still see this as a very happy and satisfying move for you. And you do share a very meaningful friendship with this the landlord lady. But I'll tell you what, I see a guy who is going to turn out to be your number one as a maintenance person if you need anything done. I don't even know that he'd want to be paid. Remember I told you that there's a guy in very close proximity to this place. Maybe it's a duplex or it's some. Are they joining? Is it upstairs, downstairs, or side by side? Is there some other? Yeah. Well, there's a friendship forming here, and if you needed some, you know, not right, Jim. Not every guy wants to be paid to help with a little something.
No, some people just like being helpful. And
he's got no agenda.
Yeah, it makes them feel good. It's like, I got some skills. Let me give you a hand. Make me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel bad for you not being able to do so.
So you are not going to have problems that way.
For minor stuff.
And
this,
the female friend, she cares very much for you.
I like her too.
Yeah, I've never heard of a rental contract like that either. But we stayed at a very top-notch, high-priced hotel while we were gone. I had to sign, remember that paper? They made us sign something that I've never had to sign before.
There was a thousand things on there.
Oh, my God, yes. if they find something that we left behind, get this, they will charge us $11 for finding it.
But anyway, yeah,
and then the shipping charges and the mileage for the person to go to.
Basically, if you left something behind, even if you went back there, they had need this. Well, it's going to be $8 because we had to hold it for you.
Yeah.
Like, really?
And that's just not,
really? Maybe on my way out, I'll just stomp on all your goddamn flowers. Maybe, you know? I'm just
yeah.
saying.
Yeah.
But
you know, it might
yeah.
be the world today.
Yeah.
I think it's probably the owner. I don't have a close association with the owner, but I know the owner. I told her, and they probably don't remember me. We worked at the same location 1,000 years ago, and they're somewhere else, and she's managing it. So I was looking at it, and I thought, I think this is probably the owner that put all this stuff in here.
Most likely. It doesn't seem incredibly legal, though, if you're a renter and not an owner. I have rental property. And I have to maintain that at my expense, but I guess today anything goes. All right. So for you, I see the move going beautifully. You will be happy there. I want you, though, to be careful. We're going into flu season, and I see this is under sure to come true, so we want you to be especially vigilant about catching a virus.
Try to pretend it's COVID all over again. Not go paranoid, but as far as hygiene.
Yeah.
Do your hygiene stuff the best you can.
Because it's only going, all it's going to do is irritate you like we are.
Yeah, it's just the news. It's like, God damn it, I got a crud now, and I'm already trying to do this all the
time. Yeah,
stuff. Gee, thanks.
Keep going. Remember, we're not 21 anymore. So if you keep going, you're going to wear yourself out. Your immune system's going to go down. And
finish.
You'll be sicker longer.
All right, we got to move on, my dear.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Divine order, Archangel Raguel. Everything is how it needs to be right now. Look past the illusion and see underlying order.
Yeah, I really think it's going to be fine. And
thank you for the reading.
Oh, you're so welcome.
And thank you for holding.
And Lisa, we like hearing from you, so please.
Yeah, come back again.
Well,
we are back hiatus, so we'll be doing more shows.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay. I just love her. Just love how she takes things as it comes, you know?
Yeah, it is what it is, you know? Right, exactly. And the crud is the crud, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and we're all going to get freaky over this because of what we had for the last 2 years.
And, you know, it's like, no, you know what? It's one of those things, it's almost like when people cry wolf a lot, all of a sudden they don't give a shit when somebody cries wolf. So it's like we went through 2 years of this COVID-19 scare. People are so fed up. Like, we don't give a squat poop anymore. We don't care. Well, it was a new variant out. We're like, so sick of this crap after 2 years. Bring it on, goddammit, you know?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to area code. 805, I believe, is Elizabeth. She's been in the Facebook Live the whole time. California, Elizabeth, is that you?
Hello there. Hello.
Hi.
Elizabeth?
Yes, it is.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Pause.
Elizabeth?
I'm asking about, like, I'm pretty open. I'm pretty open to, like, whatever you can tell me, either career or relationship healing or... I do like the fact that you read from regular playing deck, which is like awesome because I just think that's awesome.
Well, thank
Talk
you.
About it, Deb.
I do too. I tried very briefly years and years ago to pick up tarot. It was too hard for me. So I prefer this method and it's very literal. You know, and very specific.
Yeah, it is. So if you could give any little extra information on both subjects or one, if you want to narrow down to one, give a little bit of extra information, that would be great.
I just recently started a new job, and it's going good. It's a whole different career. I wear scrubs, and it's with Providence, and I'm hoping that it's awesome.
So basically, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. You tell us.
You finish.
And then my other my other question is if you see any kind of like healing with my, one of my friends. I'm friends, we have mutual friends in common, so I'm just wondering if my friendship will be healed with him. His name is Bob.
I'll hit him on that. All right. Deb's going to start doing the cards, and you're right. It is an ordinary deck of playing cards. It is, I mean, and you're on Facebook, so you can actually physically see him, so that's an advantage Elizabeth has.
Right.
I've been talking to you on Facebook, so that's cool. Now, the job thing, I know that's a very common, perfect question. It's going great. You want to make sure it continues to go great. So we got that one. Now, this thing with this friend, can you give us what's going on with this specific friendship with Bob? Is there a rift? Is there a problem?
We just, let's see. He actually helped me get sober almost 20 years ago, and I'm still sober, and he's in recovery as well, but we have mutual friends. You know, I became Catholic, and then thank you. And then we haven't spoke. I mean it's kind of,
okay.
I think he's, I always feel like he's like on the sidelines of my life. I know that he talks to the family that I'm still really close with. So I'm just wondering, I don't know. I guess I'm trying to be patient.
Do you really feel that there's been a, a breach in your relationship? Is this what you feel, that the two of you are not on the same page?
Or you've drifted apart somehow?
Yeah, I think that we just lost the connection as far as, like, he's a little older than me. He's, like, 5 years older than me. I'm 51, so he's more like, if it happens, it happens. He's more like, he just allows things to happen, which is great. I'm not trying to force anything. A long time ago, I was not not really allowing my creator to just kind of be the director. And I'm still, I haven't reached out to him or anything like that. I'm just kind of, sometimes when I talk to, my mutual friend that we have in common,
yeah.
I sometimes get little messages from her, and I just feel like, I was wondering if there's a reason or not.
Personally, I'm not seeing it.
Okay.
Well, what I do feel is that the two of you are like, it's like divinely inspired to go your own way now.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see anything that literally caused it. It was as if you shared the time you shared. You two didn't fall in love with each other, did you? Or did you?
I think there was there was interest, but it was all about timing. But I mean, I have my own life, and so does he, and I get that. But yeah, I think because my mutual friend that we have in common, I mean, she's getting up in her age, with her age. And I know she hasn't been well, so I just hope it's on a, like another funeral that I see him at. I just kind of fear that, I guess.
I'm not seeing that. In fact, I see absolutely no reason why you couldn't reach out to him if you felt so inclined. But there's nothing there. Just possibly the fact that there's another woman in his life that I'm seeing.
No, it's like you said, you guys kind of are together, but you did have different paths a little bit.
I feel you were there to heal each other, and it's becoming sober. For one thing, God bless you.
Oh, yeah, 20
for
years.
That.
Good
wow,
Lord.
That's something you should get a medal for.
If people retire after 20
Thank
years,
you.
That's a long
so,
time.
But honestly, if he were to hear from you, I feel it would reignite his interest. You both seem to have, how do I put this? It's like you've gone a little haywire between the two of you. I see him clearly. He would like to hear from you. I see you wondering what happened. And I think a nice little conversation could be just what you need. Your job, by the way, is awesome. And I'm sure to come
Thank
true,
you.
Which he has, which a lot of people know I love. It's And I forgot to mention at the start of the show, I use a full 24-card layout. So I'm not just drawing a few. Right. This is the same layout I use in private one-on-one sessions. So we would relay them down continually. Yeah, Jim, I got it. We would keep laying them down during the session. On the radio, we can only do like one layout. But the job is going to take you places. So I see
it's a wonderful company. It's amazing.
You're going to go up. I see a staircase for you too, just like I did for someone earlier.
Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, well, not to heaven. We're not going to heaven. But and more money coming for you. I mean, you are fine. It's like you're finally in the place that you have been striving for professionally.
Awesome. Thank you.
I really think Bob would love to hear from you. So saying hi can't hurt.
No, anyway, yes.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
There's always nothing to lose, everything to gain from that
kind
of thing.
True.
Anyway, stand by for your angel card reading before you move on, because we have other callers and other callers. We've extended the show. Do not fret. Subject of your angel card is, you know what to do. Archangel Uriel, trust your inner knowledge and act upon it without delay.
That's great.
Thank you.
That's your angel card reading, my dear.
Thank you.
Please call again.
Yeah, thank you
and
for
we'll
holding.
And we'll work on this.
I know.
You've been holding for a long time, and we appreciate that.
Yes, we certainly do.
I appreciate you.
Thank you.
And we will. Now we're back from vacation, so we'll be doing more shows.
Yes, we will.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
All right, we're moving. We've got to keep on moving.
All righty.
Like Tom Petty said, moving. Oh.
Who said?
Tom Petty.
Oh.
I got to keep moving. Moving on. All right. We're going to 631 instead of singing songs about Tom Petty's cool. Well, he was like great man. New York 631, welcome to the show.
Hello there. Who's on the line with us?
Oh, Suzanne.
Hello, Suzanne. How are you?
Zuckelman.
I'm doing good. I'm going on a blind date. It looks like we talked on the phone on Sunday. What do you see with that? And do you see me, and I start a new job in September, do you still be sticking with that, or am I going to get something closer to home, or should I stick with that? And just those two questions.
Okay,
cool.
All right, give me a moment while I lay out.
Sure. All right, let's see. The first one was the blind date, correct?
Yes.
And that now, how is that done, through the internet, or was that set up with friends?
Yeah, the internet. We've talked on the phone, we've texted, and we see each other, what we look like. But we're going to meet for the first time for breakfast on Sunday.
That's awesome. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
You did it the right way. So, all right. Meet in a public place. Very smart. All right.
Yeah.
And what was the second question?
A job.
I started a job about 2.5 weeks ago. Do you see me staying there, or do you see me getting a call for a teacher aid job closer to home, or will I be working there? And that's the two questions I have.
All right. And while she's putting the cards down, let me ask you about the job. Do you like the job you have right now? The one you just
I mean,
got.
It's okay, but, it has the time off and money and things like that. But, I wouldn't mind getting something, the same kind of job closer to home.
So you'd like, it is what it is, you're okay with it, but you'd like to move up, right, to a better job?
And I really think it's coming for you.
Oh,
you just
there you
might
go.
Have to sit tight for a little bit with the job you have.
But at least you have one.
But the job you want.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I might get food service or something around here, but I can't work part-time, so I have to see. And if it doesn't, then I'll just stay where I'm at.
That's very true. You need, what's appropriate for your situation.
And that's why it's so important, and she knows, I don't tell her, but for other people, get the job. If it's not perfect, it's just a little short of the money, but it's a job. It's better than zero.
Yeah.
But just keep on looking,
It makes you more.
I'm not gonna keep looking. I'm not. That's time consuming. You have to take off work, and so it's either a school district where I am now calls me for the interview, or I just stay where I am at.
Okay.
What do you got? I would say for right now, just sit tight and wait for the phone to ring. Wait for you to get a call.
Okay.
And I do believe
there will. Do you see me getting a call or no?
Yeah, and I feel like it's going to be, though, after, we'll say, the holidays, like going into the first of the year.
So basically, I'm turning the corner for 2023.
Yeah, I see some people are going to leave their teaching jobs.
Yeah, right.
Well,
between now
teacher,
and
be like teacher aid.
Yeah, and you're going to be needed. So for right now, you're in a good spot. You're, you know, making money and.
Part one of our question.
And the other question. Okay, I want you to take it easy with this guy. Okay, remember, everybody's on their best behavior.
That's normal. It is. It is normal. You have to. Everybody
has
to.
He's still hurting over a previous woman, and you're going to be very, very. Looking for a word. A breath of fresh air, we'll say, for him.
You could potentially be a life preserver, and you don't want to be the.
Yeah. Don't let him latch on to you.
Just to make it, just so he can feel better about himself.
Yeah, he needs to get over this relationship from the past. He's going to tell you he already is,
yeah.
But he's not.
Well, and both parties do that all the time.
Of course they do.
Sure.
Well, like maybe if we take it slow, would be, you know, something can become of it.
Yes, I do believe so, mainly because you are the kind of lady he's really been hoping to meet. And he's going to love that about you. So, yeah, take it slow.
Mm-hmm.
And I see no reason that it couldn't turn into a very nice relationship for the two of you.
And you don't think the school near me is going to call till January?
Well, I'm feeling it's a little bit out yet, and it's not that far
away. I know. I mean, until January, and you think about it, look, we're already rolling into October now.
Yeah.
Do you think I should take it? Or stay where I am if they call because it's closer.
I think that you should take what is better for you.
Yeah, you have to.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, what in terms of location and hours and.
Money, all the money thing. Always the money thing. People don't, you know, money.
Well, the money would be a little bit more where I'm at, but then I still have to drive a little further so it could even out.
Yeah. Well, I really think you're going to find yourself getting the opportunity that you really want.
All right.
It's just not right next week. I mean, you know what I mean? It's coming.
And how do you, my son met somebody. You see a future.
No.
You know what?
No.
You got to just call us next show.
Yeah, we'll
look closely at
we've
that.
We've extended the show. We've got other folks, and we want to give you your
all
angel
right,
card.
Thank you. Thank you.
Stand by for your angel card reading. Sensitivity is the subject. Archangel Hanael, you are extra sensitive to energies and emotions right now. Honor yourself and your feelings.
Yeah, there you go.
You'll be in the middle of the both. All right, thank you so much for holding. And
okay,
call
bye-bye.
Us.
Bye, hon.
Okay.
All righty, I got to do something real quick. Facebook pooped itself, so just stand by, Deb. There's going to be some bonus. All right, we're back in. Sorry, Facebook folks. There were some issues here, and it's still not looking good. I don't know what the hell that crap is.
Well, let's at least finish the phone call.
We're fine. Oh, no, we don't. I don't care about that. We're good. Let's see our next caller. We'll knock them all out. We can do so.
Yes, we can.
We're going to 904, which is down in Florida. 904, welcome to the show.
Hi. What's your name, please?
Up in North Florida.
Hi, this is Wendy.
Hi, Wendy. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
Are you new for the show? I mean, have you called us before?
No.
Well, it's very nice to have you with us.
Yeah.
We've been keeping our eye on Florida and that horrible, what is it, Ian, that's bearing down on you guys?
Yeah.
Well, I hope, you know, it won't be quite as severe as they're saying for all of you.
Yep. Well, at least you're up in Jacksonville, so you're not right in the initial line of fire.
Right. Well, tell me, hon, what would you like to know for your reading?
My question is, I want to know about, I put in some applications, and I want to know how you see that going.
Oh, okay. Sure. What type of job are you seeking?
In the healthcare field.
Oh, good for
field,
you.
Good field, very good field.
Yeah, boy, I tell you, all of you that work in that field, you are certainly superstars in my book. That's
they get taken for granted and yelled at all the time, but yeah.
Yeah. All right, I'm laying your cards out now, and Jim is going to chat with you.
Yeah, I'm right in the middle of a technical problem. What was the question? Is she going to stay in the field? What was the question?
No, she's put out applications. Will she land a job from that?
Okay, well, that's great. And you put applications probably in the area where you live, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, and she's and that's a pretty big area population-wise, so she's got a lot of – it's a target-rich environment for her field.
It really is.
Yeah, it is. And I've been down there many a time for work-related stuff.
Oh, I do love Jacksonville.
Yeah, I've been there. I've been there many a time for different reasons. So it's a cool place, and it's not like that death heat that you get when you're way down south.
No, they just have wicked weather.
Beach.
Jacksonville. A lot of weather. You know what? I got to tell you, Wendy, you are definitely going to soon have the best job ever. You're going to make friends there, especially one in particular. A female, you and her are going to click. You're going to be like two peas in a pod, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And it is going to be such a great job. You're going to love getting up to go to work. And I don't often get to say that. So, yeah, it's a very, very nice environment where people treat each other with respect, which I know in the healthcare field is a lot like the military. Where it's like a dysfunctional family and you have far too many parents that want to tell the kids what to do all the time. But I really think you're going to love it. It'll be a great stepping stone in the sense that if you choose to go cross country, you know, go north, go west, you're going to have a great like foundation for the future. This is going to be really good for you. So I'm glad you asked, and I hope that you'll call us again.
Yeah, definitely.
The show ended?
Facebook just decided not to play with us, but we still got our blog talker, so the show will go on. We've got a couple more.
Yeah, Wendy, don't be a stranger. Call us again. You call.
Okay.
We have shows, and each reading builds on top of the previous one, so you get more clarity. But you are going to have a fantastic new female friend and others from the job that you get offered. So good for you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Angel card reading.
Oh, yeah. Wait, don't go yet.
The subject is Hello from Heaven, Archangel Azrael. Your loved ones in heaven are doing fine. Let go of worries and feel their loving blessings. So that's about something.
Very nice card.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah,
your loved ones. Thank you so much, and call us again.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for holding. All right. We're going to get you folks on hold. Do not worry. There's only a couple. There's less. There's two.
Okay.
Talking to the blog talk folks, some of them could be on Facebook. Facebook just decided we're all done playing now.
Okay.
It's not even going to be posted.
We have to find a better platform.
Your phone was basically in sleep mode, which is odd.
Wow.
So we'll see what happens. Anyway, it is what it is. Our Block Talk folks are here live with us. And we shall go to our next caller. It is in. Da, 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 da. There we go. Nope, somebody jumped in there. See how that was pretty tricky.
I don't know.
We're going. Yeah, I saw what happened. 972, Texas, 972. Thank you for calling.
Hi. Welcome to the show. What is your first name, please?
Texas, are you there?
Maybe not.
Jasmine.
Jasmine.
Good to hear from
you. Cool. Glad you're here.
Yeah. How are things going, hon?
Everything seems to be going good. Just wanted to come and say hi to you guys and just get a general or what's coming up or something like that.
I'm glad to hear that everything is going great for you.
I kind of feel he may be trying to come back like this year. I don't think he wants to wait till next year now.
Oh,
her hubby?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I hear you. You know, although the job and stuff like that, they'd have to be okay with that. I don't know what kind of contract he signed.
He's under contract or something, or, you know, maybe he's just done.
Okay, well, let's see what the cards say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, it's a tough life. I mean, I haven't done that kind of job, but, you know, just like being deployed in the military for 9 months or whatever, it sucks. It sucks. That's a long time, you know, when you think about it. They pay you accordingly in the civilian world, but still, money is only so, makes up only for so much.
Well,
you're
right.
You're missing your family. Yeah, right. All right, well, the cards are going down, Jasmine. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
He's missing
you and the kids so much.
Well, that's why he's doing all this.
I really think if it's possible, he's coming home sooner to you.
Aha.
Yeah. You got a really good man there, Jasmine. You really do. And I get the sense from these cards that every day is getting harder.
Sure.
Well, the kids are growing. He knows you're there. Oh, you know, so far away. And you've got all this love for him.
In a little dire straits, so far away.
Yeah. So I would not be surprised if he tells you that he is going to wrap up his work there and find something closer to home.
Or at least get a nice good furlough or a long break, maybe an extra long break with the holidays. Sometimes the holidays, they can work you in some stuff, but you know, I can't speak for that.
But I got to tell you, you have very nice cards for having this long-distance marriage the way you do. And there you are. You're like superwoman with the kids and yourself and the, you know, taking care of the home front. It's a lot. It's a lot. Right. Yeah, and you know, I feel that he could not be more proud of you. He just thinks you are the ultimate goddess. What a perfect time.
Yes, and real quick, because we have other callers. Jasmine, the subject of your angel card reading is sensitivity.
Ooh.
Archangel Hanael. It's a chick.
Yeah.
You are extra sensitive to energies and emotions right now. Honor yourself and your feelings.
Oh, I think that's great.
And you should be extra sensitive to your emotions right now. Yes,
well,
indeed.
We're going to hold a space for you so that you will have your hubster home for the holidays.
I'll be home for the holidays.
But Jasmine, you call us again, okay? So we can...
Yes, ma'am.
All right, well, thank you for holding, and thank you for calling. Please call back again. We're back now from vacation, so you'll see our shows coming up more frequently.
Yep, that's right. So take care, hon.
Y'all too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, she's a darling. Now, it takes a strong person to be able
to be
both parents at one time when you have to be.
Yep. All right, we're going to go right in. We're going to go to area code 646, New York. Welcome, 646.
Hi, New York. What's your first name, please?
Hi, this is Sonia. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, you're welcome.
Yes, yes, I'm the first-time caller.
Very nice.
So if you have the time, I'd love to get a sense of what's happening with my daughter's relationships. I have two girls, and they're both dating guys. And I'm wondering whether they're good guys or whether it's going to work out. I have my thoughts, but I don't want to taint your reading. I want you to tell me what you think. But
actually,
so I'd love that.
I will step in here. This is, as the first time caller, this type of reading is not the crystal ball voodoo stuff. So your thoughts are actually very important. The details and your feelings actually are very important for your reading.
I think your mommy sense is kicking in.
Oh, yeah. So tell us what you feel. It's okay. It's not going to alter the reading. It'll actually enhance your reading.
Okay. Oh, well, I prefer someone else for both of them, but, you know, whatever the cards show. Yeah.
You know, to be honest with you, you know, they know people are young and they're inexperienced. And bottom line is I'm not saying we like I was, but when I was young, we typically chose poorly.
Yeah.
And, you know, females, males, and the mothers are like, and fathers are like, just they're putting their hands putting their hands over their face like, you don't even know what you're doing, but you know you can't tell them.
How old are your daughters?
Oh, they're both adults.
As in what age-ish?
One is in their late 20s and one is in the early 30s.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess they should be a little bit else. Some people never choose right.
Well, I think this is going to be an intuitive confirmation to you that your feelings are right on target.
That mommy knows best.
Because neither one of them are right for your daughters.
they have chosen poorly.
And they're going to realize this. This is a real learning experience for both of them. I don't see them winding up your daughters with either of these two for the long term.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. And one of them in particular, and maybe you know which one, is very possessive. And if she were to stay with him too long, that can easily roll into abuse.
So one of them has a guy that's super controlling and possessive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she probably knows exactly which one that is.
Yeah, and the other one, he runs with a crowd that, they're going to. Yeah, and you know, your daughters are going to wake up and realize, these guys aren't for us.
We got a lot of callers, so I just want to throw this out there real quick to Deb. Yeah. Why do women choose bad guys? What is up with that? Especially when you're, it's one thing when you're 16, but when you're late 20s, or 30s, why do you keep choosing these bad jerk-offs?
It is a good question.
Why, Deb? Why?
Well, I did my share picking up losers, too.
So there's no answer? Ooh, that's like... another wonder of the world.
They say, when I've read up on this, they say that they do that because there's an excitement factor there that a regular, healthy guy is born.
I also think they're lonely, so that doesn't help. But do you get a time frame of when? Like when they'll say goodbye?
Yeah, I think it's going to be around the first of the year. And that's what I would hope
that's
for.
That's pretty close.
Yeah. A lot of couples. Well, I bet you hope it would be sooner.
Yes.
October is coming. I mean, I know that you wish it was like tomorrow, but that's, the first of the year is not that far away.
There's honestly no real love here between your daughters and these guys. It's more of like just some kind of an attachment. Have somebody. You know,
I think so.
Yeah, they just want to have it. Yeah. But, you know, your card clearly showed that you did raise them right. And they are going to fall back on that once they get out of this phase. They're not going to marry these guys, thank goodness.
Real quick, your angel card reading. Before we say goodbye, hang on.
Clairsentience.
I don't know that word, but it's going to tell us. Archangel Raguel, notice your reoccurring physical and emotional feelings as they signify divine guidance.
About those guys.
I would assume.
Yeah.
Yep. Thank you so much. You're a first-time caller, but don't be a last-time caller.
We
were on a hiatus for a few days, but we're back, so keep an eye and look for our show.
And we will delve more deeply into this or any other questions you have.
New callers don't realize.
I'd appreciate that.
Sure.
All you new callers, you're welcome to call every single show, and it's going to be better if you do so.
Hopefully we'll get more answers and see when who might be on the corner for them.
I already see two potential wonderful son-in-laws coming for you.
Yeah, when you do call more often, you will get...
We get... more clarity.
That subject will get clearer and clearer.
Mm-hmm.
So we want
to really?
Call.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes. So please call us again.
Absolutely.
I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And you're going to take us to...
Oh, yes, indeed.
Our last, but not least.
775. You're our last, but not least caller. Nevada, 775. Welcome to the show.
Hello there.
Hello, you two. So nice to talk to you. This is Wendy from California.
Yes, oh, the California, Nevada area. I have to go with what I see.
Well, hi, Wendy. How are you doing?
Well, there's evolvement going on. I think I mentioned that there is a fairly young attorney. His father is very famous, but his father would not be representing me. I've not signed any contracts, but I really like him. And he's going to call me again on Thursday. And so his name is Matthew. And then also there's another attorney that this insurance company, they would not want to hear his name. Trust me. His name is Terry. And his paralegal emailed me today and said that the attorney named Terry is reviewing all my documents. And there is risk when you sue an insurance company. They if you don't prevail, they could sue you for their attorney fees, and that would destroy me. So I'm afraid to do that. But am I going to sign a contract with Terry or Matthew, or after my doctor appointment, when my doctor sends more information, I'm going to actually have a bone scan density on Friday. I don't know if that'll help me with my case, but and then my doctor is going to fax over another letter, and I know she's going to be stronger with them. She'll support me. She's my advocate. So what do you see happening? Am I going to send a contract with Terry or Matthew? Will this insurance company for long-term care, will they approve me after I meet with my doctor without having to get with an attorney?
Well, okay. First of all, remember, I have to be very careful about legal questions.
Yeah, I'll do that while she's doing the conference. Right. We only got a few minutes left. We've extended the show. Yeah, it's our legal disclaimer, any kind of disclaimer. We are not legal experts. We're not medical experts. We're not experts in home construction. This is an intuitive look at your situation. And Deb is putting the cards down. Here we go.
All right, if you have to have an attorney to represent you,
she does.
Pick the one whose father was famous.
Yeah, exactly.
If you know what I mean.
She knows. She said it.
Yeah. He's the one that seems to come through as caring the most and having the best clout for you.
Well, okay, the thing is, it would not be his father representing me. It would be the young man, which is a beautiful young man.
Yeah,
so,
no, she said that. She said that. It was the guy who has the famous father. Yeah.
This other guy, Terry, is extremely well known with this insurance company, and he's won billions, literally.
Then it would seem to me you should go with your heart on which one you feel will best represent you. I'm a third party looking in from outside.
Taking a Polaroid snapshot of the current situation.
And I think you're going, now remember, I can only tell you what I think.
It's not concrete. It's not a paved path that will never alter.
I feel you're going to prevail, and this is all going to turn out in your favor.
But we're not legal experts. We're not,
Now what I see. I do feel it's the right thing. You know, it's not like you're asking for anything more than you deserve.
That's true.
All right.
Will I be approved? No. Will it be in October, November? When will this happen?
Yeah.
You know what? We're out of time, honey, and you'll have to call us earlier in the show next time.
Yeah, when we play the harp music, it's that we got to move on right now. And you can call us. We'll do it. No, we're back from our vacation, so keep on calling us now that we'll be doing more shows.
Yeah.
Your angel card reading, you're taking us to the end. Angel card reading stuff is prosperity. Archangel Ariel, your material needs are provided as you follow your intuition and manifest your dreams into reality.
Yeah, I really think it's going to be good for you in the end. You know, but pick which one you feel is going to do the best job for
Trust
you.
Your gut?
Exactly.
It's like Gibb says.
Well, and I appreciate that, but if you had to take a wild guess, I know you're going to be enjoying your vacation soon. What's your best feeling? Is it October, November, or January? What do you think?
Some time. And if I were you, I would project into the new year. And then you can be delighted when it happens sooner than that. Okay, so I hope call us again, and we'll work on this earlier in the show, if you can possibly make it.
Yeah, earlier is better because you took us to the end. We've already extended it 3 minutes.
And I'm sorry, Wendy, we have to say goodbye now to everybody.
Oh, and by the way,
And what was my special card?
I read it.
It was prosperity.
I read your angel card, and I had to put it back in the deck. We actually are back from vacation, so you will be able to call us more often, though.
Yes, so So we'll look for your call the very next time we're on the air.
In California with the Nevada area code.
Yes, that's
I'll,
right.
I'll never remember that, but, you know.
Take care. Right,
and that'll be November, I guess. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
What will be November?
Well, everybody, I'm sorry we have to tell you it's the end of the show. I do want to throw back out there to all of you who are still with us. My special offer is still running through the last day of this month. That's if you go to my website and you purchase a like a session with me, you're going to get a free session to go with it.
Free is good.
You can actually bank as many reading times as you would like with me because, well, that's good news because I'll give you a free one for each of those. Coming very soon, I will have to increase my fees. I'm very sorry about that, but it has been like 15 years.
Forever.
Yeah, and my website needs work, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, take care. Remember, we're here.
This show is over. Say goodbye.
Say goodbye.
Bye-bye,
everybody.